sure enjoy what you hear and would like to help us keep these programs on the air, you can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We will return at 10:06 with some Pine Top Perkins. And, we, of course, we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. At 1 o'clock, stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and the program American Roots.
Support comes from Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, presenting its annual Earth Day celebration, coming up on Sunday, April 14th. Open to the public, events include kids' crafts and activities, yoga, a clothing swap station, a clothing and jewelry fix-it cafe, canoeing, tree giveaways, food demonstrations, and music by the Nouveau String Band and Horace Trahan and the Austin Express. For information on these and other Earth Day events, the website is bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dwayne Brown. In New Zealand, a white nationalist charged in the mass shooting at two mosques in the city of Christchurch issued a statement calling for racial violence. The attack during Friday prayers has left 49 people dead and dozens of others wounded. NPR's Greg Myrie has the latest.
In the manifesto, which appeared online shortly before the shootings, the writer describes himself as a 28-year-old Australian who'd been planning the attack for 2 years. He claims to represent whites in what he calls a battle against immigrants, people he describes as invaders. He also writes that he feels no remorse and only wishes he could have killed more people. The document also refers to the Second Amendment in the U.S. and claims that attempts to take away guns in America will lead to a civil war. The manifesto runs more than 70 pages and is filled with conspiracy theories and white nationalist ideology throughout. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The Trump administration is taking steps to derail a potential international criminal court investigation into U.S. military actions in Afghanistan. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman tells us, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is stepping up the pressure.
The International Criminal Court has not yet decided whether to open an investigation of alleged abuses by U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but Pompeo accuses the Hague-based court of, quote, attacking America's rule of law.
I'm announcing a policy of U.S. visa restrictions on those individuals directly responsible for any ICC investigation of U.S. personnel. This includes persons who take or have taken action to request or further such an investigation.
He isn't saying how many people might lose their U.S. visas, nor is he naming names. But the secretary adds the U.S. will also revoke visas of those who are trying to investigate allies like Israel. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Forecasters say flooding is likely to persist into the weekend in Midwestern states hit by heavy rains and snow this week. The late winter storm prompted evacuations along swollen rivers in Wisconsin, Nebraska, and other nearby states. National Weather Service says a tornado swept through parts of Michigan yesterday, damaging at least 21 homes. Tanner Frederick says he got a warning on his phone just seconds before the twister hit.
It sounded like a train was going right by you, and it lasted 5 seconds and it was gone.
Forecasters say it's the same storm system that crippled parts of Colorado and Wyoming earlier this week with blizzard conditions. The Japanese automaker Toyota says it's investing an additional $750 million at 5 U.S. plants, bringing nearly 600 new jobs to facilities in Alabama, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Those facilities will help support Toyota's production of its first American-made hybrid powertrain. I'm Dwayne Brown, NPR News, Washington. More than two dozen migrants died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea into Spain this week, including several pregnant women and a young teenage girl. A high-profile Spanish activist confirmed the incident today, as Lucia Benavides reports.
The activist Elena Maleno said she made contact with the boat on Wednesday as it was sinking and could hear people screaming. Moroccan authorities said they were able to pull 21 other migrants from the waters on Thursday, many of whom were in critical state. All of them were sub-Saharan African. In February, Spain and Morocco reached a deal that would allow Spanish rescue services to return some of the rescued migrants back to Moroccan ports. The agreement seeks greater involvement from the Moroccan Coast Guard with the idea of stemming the flow of migrant crossings. According to the UN Migration Agency, 419 people died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea so far this year. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.
Electric car maker Tesla is looking to win over consumers with its latest sports utility vehicle. The Model Y SUV is an all-electric alternative in the most popular segment of the auto market right now. CEO Elon Musk says it's also Tesla's most important product yet as it attempts to expand into the mainstream and generate enough cash to repay its massive debts. Automakers have been restructuring operations as more consumers are drawn to SUVs and electric vehicles. Stocks are mixed at this hour on Wall Street. The Dow is down more than 11 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include CFA Institute. CFA charter holders are wealth managers committed to helping unlock opportunities for their clients' ambitious wealth goals. Learn more at therightquestion.org. And the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we hope you stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And, of course, after Nick, do stay tuned to 3 p.m. for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to turn next to Pine Top Perkins, Joe Willie Perkins. He got to the moniker Pine Top back in 1950 when he recorded a version of Pine Top Smith's Pine Top Boogie Woogie for Sun Records. Pine Top Smith had recorded that in the late 20s. Here he is, though, Pine Top Perkins, recording it with James Cotton on blues harp, Matt Guitar Murphy, and Luther Tucker on guitars. This for Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas. The disc came out back in 1992. Pine Top Perkins moved to Austin and stayed there until his passing at the age of 97 years old back in 2011. Here's Pine Top's Boogie Woogie.
This is my own boogie woogie, just like I tell you. Now when I tell the holy self, I want to strap it to holy self, don't you move a bit. And when I tell you to get it, won't you try your best to get it? Get ready to hold yourself. Stop. Now get it. I don't want y'all to forget your nose, but the Pine Top Boogie Woogie do it like I tell you. Now, when I tell you to hold yourself this time, won't try but to hold yourself, won't you move a peg? Now, when I tell you to get it, want all y'all to boogie woogie. You're gonna hold yourself. Stop. Now, get it. That's what I'm talking about. Shake it, but don't break. We'll be right back. fire, jumps, boogie woogie, do it like I tell you. Now, when the great hold itself this time, won't try to hold itself, don't you move a peg. And when I tell you to get it, when all y'all do boogie woogie, you're ready to hold yourself. Stop. Now get it. That's what I'm talking about.
from 1965. That was Otis Spann on piano and vocals, backed up by the Muddy Waters Band, James Madison and Muddy Waters on guitars, James Cotton on blues harp at the time. Otis was a member of the Muddy Waters Blues Band. He had been since 1953. In 1969, he left the band and was replaced by Pine Top Perkins. We heard Pine Top just before hearing Otis. We heard Pine Top from 1992 doing a great rendition of Pine Top's Boogie Woogie that he recorded in Austin back in 1992, also with James Cotton on blues harp. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to, we've got some more Chicago blues coming up. Elmore James, one of the most significant of the post-World War II slide guitar players. Here's Elmore from 1960 with a number called Something Inside of Me.
you said, darling, no matter what you do, the way you've been treating me, darling, is coming back home to you, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me. No matter what you say, darling, no matter where you go, just remember, darling, you gotta reap just what you sow, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, because you've been so mean to me. Understand, I'm going away to leave you. Let you do the best you can, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me.
From July of 1951, recorded in Chicago, that was Robert Nighthawk on guitar and vocals with a number called Crying Won't Help You. Nighthawk had first recorded back in 1937 with Sonny Boy Williamson and Big Joe Williams. He had 1949 a fairly good hit with an old Lucille Bogan number, Sweet Black Angel, but he never really seemed to sort of catch his stride as far as popularity and major success was concerned. Some people say it's because he traveled too much. He was too much of an itinerant blues man. But he was a big influence on a lot of people, including Elmore James. We heard Elmore James just before hearing Robert Nighthawk. We heard Elmore James from 1960 doing a number called Something Inside of Me. James, of course, was extremely influential. His influence reached hard and wide, definitely across the Atlantic. He had a number of the British blues rockers listening to his material and emulating it. Case in point would be Fleetwood Mac from November of 1967. Here's Fleetwood Mac doing a cover of the Elmore James tune, Baby Please Set a Date.
Please set a date.
The Rolling Stones from the disc Blue and Lonesome, that came out in 2016, got a lot of airplay on blues radio programs around the country. That was Jagger's and Richards' rendition of Ride 'Em On Down, a number written by Eddie Taylor. Taylor, of course, was a guitarist behind a lot of Jimmy Reed's classic hits. Now, before we heard the Rolling Stones, we heard Fleetwood Mac from 1967. Both bands, Fleetwood Mac and the Rolling Stones, heavily influenced by American blues. We heard Fleetwood Mac consisting on that recording of Peter Green, Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, and Jeremy Spencer. They did a rendition of the Elmore James tune, a number called Baby Please Set a Date. Later on, Peter Green would continue to record blues from the year 2000. Here is Peter Green here on KRVS, also accompanied by Hubert Sumlin on guitar, doing a rendition of Robert Johnson's Dead Shrimp Blues, Peter Green.
I woke up this morning and all my shrimps were dead and gone. I woke up this morning, all my shrimps were dead and gone. I was thinking about you, baby, while you hear me weeping moan. I got dead shrimps, yeah, someone is fishing in my pond. I got dead shrimps, yeah, someone is fishing in my pond. I've served my best bait, baby, and I can't do that no harm. Everything I do, baby, you got your MasterCard. Oh, I used to fish, you got me posted out. Everything I do, you got your MasterCard. And the hoe I used to fish, baby, me posted out. I got dead shrimps here, someone fishing in
catching my goggle-eyed punches and then barbecuing the boat. Shrimps, baby, you know you turn me down. I couldn't do nothing till I got myself on one. Yeah, take my shrimp, ooh, you know you turn me down. Baby, I couldn't do nothing until I got myself on one.
Support for KRVS is provided by Sans Souci Fine Crafts Gallery, home of the Louisiana Crafts Guild. Located in the Little Red Building, across from French Press in downtown Lafayette, the gallery offers select, handcrafted items from over 200 Louisiana artists. For information, the number is 337-266-7999 or online at louisianacrafts.org.
Robert Johnson with the first tune he ever recorded, Kind-Hearted Woman Blues. This was done back in November of 1936 in San Antonio. Before hearing Robert Johnson, we heard Peter Green doing a Robert Johnson composition, Robert Johnson's Dead Shrimp Blues. Peter Green, again, one time of Fleetwood Mac. We've heard the Stones, Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green all doing American blues tunes. We've got one more coming your way here on the Blues Box on KRVS. We're going to turn to the band of Yardbirds. They had a number of hits with with American blues tracks. We're going to go back to 1965 at a time when Jeff Beck had replaced Eric Clapton on guitar with the Yardbirds. Here are the Yardbirds doing a number that both Bo Diddley and Muddy Waters recorded back in 1955.
Thank you. 6 feet in the ground. When I come home, I eat pork and beans. I eat smoked chicken today. Man, I've seen. Yeah, I am a backdoor man. Yeah, I am a backdoor man. The man don't know, but the little girl.
Nineteenth Street Red from a disc called Street Dog, recorded in New Orleans back in 2005, obviously prior to Katrina. That was 19th Street Red's take on the old Willie Dixon composition that Dixon actually wrote for Howling Wolf, Backdoor Man. Before hearing 19th Street Red, we heard the Yardbirds from 1965 doing a rendition of the Bo Diddley classic, I'm a Man. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Bill Brunsey. Brunsey was one of the first Americans blues men to travel to Europe after World War II. Here he is, back in 1941, September of that year, along with Memphis Slim on piano and Big Bill's half-brother, Washboard Sam on washboard. Big Bill here with a number called All By Myself.
On my way just around the world, when I get back I'm gonna have bumps and spurs by myself, all by myself. Need nobody to help me, I can do it all by myself. Locked up in jail, it wasn't no hanging crime. Now I'm on the farm, boys, and I'm doing time all by myself. All by myself. I didn't have nobody to help me, I had to do it all by myself. I don't need no help all by myself, just by myself. I don't need nobody to help me, I can do it all by myself. Cross-eyed Sue, Tolo, Popeye, Jim, all of the Sam soldiers, I can take care of them all by myself, boy, by myself. I don't need nobody to help me, I can do it all by myself. Jack and a mule pulling neck in neck. Jack told the mule, I've got you some. What you bet? Now I'm by myself. All by myself. Nobody help me, mule. I got you some by myself. Hey.
About 21 years old. She said, man, you quit drinking, I'm gonna satisfy your soul. But I just keep on, yeah, and I keep on drinking.
babe, I'm gonna keep on drinking till good luck has carried me down. Yeah, I go to bed, sweet mama, holding that bottle tight. Wake up in the morning, baby, keep that gallon out of sight, cause you know I just keep on, yeah, now, keep on drinking. Babe, I'm gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carries me down. Told me, quit your drinking and come on home. If you don't pretty soon, some old man gonna carry your business on. But I just keep on, yeah, and I keep on drinking. Call it bluff. I keep on drinking till good liquor carries me down.
Jeremiah from 1993. Paul with a rendition of a Big Bill Brunsey tune, Good Liquor Gonna Carry Me Down. Before we heard Paul, we heard Big Bill himself from 1941 doing a number called All By Myself. Next year on the Blues Box, from a brand new disc, we've got some New Orleans-related blues. Tiffany Pollock and Eric Johansson share the billing on a brand new release called Blues in My Blood. And we're going to listen to Eric, who's a guitarist and also a vocalist. He's played with a lot of Louisiana artists. Here he is from that disc, Blues in My Blood, Eric Johansson here on KRVS with Memories to Forget.
See the sunlight going down as I got up. Nothing left inside my wallet. Nothing left inside my cup. All the nights I'll never get back. All the days that I regret. I just keep making memories to forget. I reached inside my pocket, the last message on my phone was from me. Just leave me alone. Now I pushed away the one thing in the world that I had left. I just keep making memories to forget.
Eric Johansson and Tiffany Pollock, again from their brand new release, Blues in My Blood. An interesting story behind the title of that disc. We'll get to that in a couple of weeks, maybe. Anyway, again, a number called Memories to Forget. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and our URL online is krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also by listeners like you. If you're not a member of Public Radio and enjoy what you hear, we hope that you'll consider becoming a member. And you can do so securely online at any time. Pledge your financial support at krvs.org. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon. It is presently 11 a.m.
Support for KRVS and the Blues Box comes from Dr. Gary Granger with Granger Eye Studio, offering a complete range of eye care services, including diagnosis and treatment of typical vision disorders. Granger Eye Studio is located at 107 Saint-Sarcelle Boulevard, Suite 704 in Youngsville. The phone number is 337-451-4511. The website is GrangerEyeStudio.com.
Telling everybody all over town, when my money runs out, you're gonna put me down. You said you never loved me, you admit you're doing me wrong. You say you're using me, baby, till the real thing comes along. Have mercy, baby.